Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Total Information AM on KMOX. Tom Ackerman on Hall of Fame Week with Hall of Famer Lou Brock. Lou, always great to see you. You just turned 80 years old. How are things? How are you feeling?
Well, I feel great. The fact is, turning 80 put me at about a 20 years advantage. So now I probably could go out and play baseball again.
One of the greatest players in the history of the game. I wanted to talk about the time that you came over to the Cardinals in 1964. We recently lost Ernie Broglio. It's one of the most famous trades in sports history, Lou. And I know that the two of you really became close over the years, didn't you?
Well, it did, because we were thought of as the worst trade in baseball, and we got a lot of mileage out of that. And it simply was one of those things that Ernie and I both got a big kick out of.
1964, you won the world championship. 1967, won it again, and in 68, came up just short against the Detroit Tigers. I always wondered, did that loss in that World Series, did that eat at you and your teammates, not winning that one?
Well, you said it right. We actually lost it. They didn't win it. We actually lost it. And, we sort of looked back and said, wait till next year. We'll pay those guys back. But next year, really didn't get there.
And in your career, you're known as a base stealer and a hitter. I wanted to talk about stealing bases and the art of stealing a base. What was it like to get on base at the peak of your career when you're swiping bags, the crowd is urging you to go, everyone knows you're going to go, and you know that at that moment you're controlling the baseball game? What was that like for you?
Well, not only that, I was a leadoff man, and get to second base, I had guys who could knock me in, and they always was rooting for me to get to second base. But once I got to second base, do not go any further, because we're going to hit the baseball. But you're absolutely right. Once you learn the pitches and the catching and the fundamental of the game, you can do a lot of things. And that was quite interesting, in as much as you got the split second to do all these things. And then it happened. And once in a while, I got a base runner who has tagged me, and he wouldn't tag me. It had hand up high because I came in sliding pretty hard, but he never tagged me.
Brock takes the lead. Ruthven checks him. He is going. The pitch is a strike. The throw, he is there. He did it. 105 for Lou Brock.
You had also an incredible career at the plate, and we recently celebrated 40 years since your 3,000th hit on August 13th.
The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit off the pitcher, to the third baseman, no play, base hit, 3,000 for Lou Brock.
1979, what do you remember from that moment?
Actually, I had, I think about 13 years or 14 years, I had over 196 hit each season. And I didn't play all the way because rookie coming up and they got in the way. But looking back, I probably would have stayed for those extra hits, because the record in itself is only about the 7 or 8 time a person had gotten 3,200 hits in a season.
This is an amazing stat on you. Never went on the injured list. Never went on the disabled list. Is that true?
That's true. And Bob Gibson used to woof at me all the time because I did not go on the disabled list. And once he went on, I was the perpetrator getting the doctor for Bob to get on. And boy, he stayed mad at me for about 5 years. I thought he better went on, got his arm straight now. But who's going to tell Bob Gibson he got to go on to disable us?
That's right. Yeah. Not me. I wouldn't want to.
All right.
Thanks, as always, for joining us. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Lou Brock, the Hall of Famer, with us on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.